This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. That's a clip from the song The Good Life by 3 Days Grace, which, according to a recent study, is the dumbest song of the decade. The study goes on to conclude that pop music is getting more stupid, pointing to a decrease in lyrical complexity and the average number of syllables used. Since the study was released, a number of media outlets have gleefully reported the results as confirmation that contemporary pop is stupid. Others call the findings racist, sexist, and elitist. Joining us to sort it all out is Chris Wright, who wrote about the study and its fallout for the Ideas section of the Boston Globe. Chris, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello, thank you. Nice to be here.
So according to this study, what makes The Good Life such an especially stupid song?
Well, first of all, we have to look at a little bit at what this study was trying to do and who conducted it. The study itself isn't as interesting in the end as the sort of some of the questions that it raises. It's a little bit sort of junky science, in all honesty. What it did was it fed lyrics of popular songs over the last decade into online analytical tools like Flesh Kincaid and gauged these lyrics based on things like you said, number of syllables used and the complexity of sentences, but it didn't take into account things like meaning or metaphor and you know, things that really do give a song its soul as well as its sort of intellectual sort of quality.
This Flesh Kincaid scale, this is what it does is assign a grade-based reading level. So and who did the study, by the way?
It's an online ticketing agency, and the guy who did it, he's a young guy. I spoke to him. He was what they were doing was drumming up publicity, really, for their site, and they got it. I mean, it was picked up by a 1,000 media outlets, and it did sort of spark a conversation about what lyrics are, what they're supposed to do. You know, the main finding was that we're looking at lyrics dropping a grade point or two from an average grade level of 3.25 in 2005 to 2.75 in 2014, half a grade level, not a massive drop.
So that's like third grade to second grade.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So you looked at the intelligence of some older songs using the same methodology. So let's hear a track listeners will probably recognize, and then we'll talk with you about what kind of grade it got.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
So that was Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind. You analyzed it using the Flesh Kincaid test. Now, what kind of grade did that get?
What I found was that was deemed suitable by these standards for kids who are around 11 years old.
Uh-huh. And you compared that to another song, Trey Song's LOL Smiley Face. How did that stack up?
That was deemed to be more intelligent. You had to be about 15 in order to understand what he was talking about in that song. I hope you have a clip from that. Yeah, so there you have a kind of a flaw in the methodology of this report. But like I say, it helps raise this question. You know, why are lyrics good? When are they good? What does intelligence mean? If you look at the Cole Porter, Strange Dear But True Dear, When I'm Close to You Dear, Stars Fill the Sky, that's on a par with Bar Bar Black Sheep in terms of its complexity. But they're wonderful lyrics. They're poetic. They're full of visual sort of richness. They fit the music perfectly. It's a wonderful lyric, but it wouldn't score very highly on Flesh Kincaid.
But we know lyrics, you know. I mean, I'm thinking of ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang walla walla bing bang.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right. I remember. Great lyrics.
But I mean, a lot of pop songs use nonsense words or repetitive gobbledygook to make a catchy hook. That's what it's all about. I'm thinking of Hanson's Mbop or Kesha's right. Blah, blah, blah. Let's hear a little bit of that. How can that blah, blah, blah? I mean, if these verbal tools are not used to make a song smarter, then why do songwriters use them?
Well, let's look. I mean, if you look at the history of music, and I'm no expert, but you think about African tribal music, you think about Gregorian chants, all of which relies a lot on the quality of the sounds, the hypnotic repetition of sounds. I mean, that's what music is. It's not. It's you're not sitting down and reading a Russian novel, are you? You're listening to music. Eminem's a really good example. He was one of the sort of highest scoring artists in the whole study and was the highest hip hop artist. But the genius of Eminem is the way he fits his lyrics to the music. They're not really, in terms of content, they're not particularly sophisticated, but the way he adjusts syllables to the rhythm and the way he syncopates that and the way he messes with rhythm and sound and meaning makes him, in my mind, and also Seamus Heaney once agreed, he's a lyrical genius, I think. He's a poet.
Well, does intellect have a place in pop music? I mean, it seems to me that the more overwrought songs get intellectually, the less good they are.
Well, the song Do-Do-Do-Do-Da-Da-Da by The Police came up, and that's a wonderful song, and it does have some sort of fairly complex thinking in it, but Sting started to lose me. As his career wore on, he got more and more cerebral to the point where I couldn't listen to him. So it can certainly go too far. If you cut the emotional out or weaken the emotional because you're trying to be too intellectual, then you end up with a bad song.
I want to go back to what you said about genres a little bit earlier, mentioned Eminem. Mm. The study also compared different genres of music against one another, found hip-hop stupider than country, Lady Gaga dumber than Adele, and Kanye dumber than Drake. Mm. Based on what?
Well, this is where things get a little bit dodgy, because country and western ranked as the most intelligent genre of music out there. And the reason for that, as the author of the study admitted, was that it tends to use words like Mississippi and cigarette. So, you know, it was deemed one of the more intelligent. And, of course, when you listen to some of the lyrics involved, they're not, you know, massively intellectual or cerebral.
This study was not published in a respectable journal. I mean, it was some guy's blog post, and its methodology dubious at best. But it really touched a nerve. Now, why do you think so many people were hot to jump in on this debate over the intelligence of pop music?
Well, number one is people are always willing to jump into a debate about how things aren't as good as they used to be, especially once you reach a certain age. But there's also this fear that our kids are sort of spinning off into their own sort of universe, which is filled with drugs and sex and God knows what else. Pop music becomes a scapegoat for the illicit thoughts and deeds of youth. So when we criticize pop music, we're also criticizing the habits of the people who listen to it, I think.
Chris, do you have a favorite dumb pop song?
I actually like that song by Culture Club, War is Stupid and People are Stupid. And I haven't been able to get rid of that song from my head since I wrote that line, because it's a really, really good pop song. It's one of those things that just gets into your brain and stays there, just, you know, sort of like a squatter. It moves in and it refuses to leave, and that must mean something. And then, of course, you have the Milkshake song.
My Milkshake is Better Than Yours.
Yeah, yeah. And I just challenge anyone to think about that song and not be stuck with it for a couple of days.
Well, Chris, thanks a lot for passing on Milkshake. Now it's stuck.
Good. I'm happy to help.
Chris Wright, he's a writer and editor, and you'll find a link to read his article for the Boston Globe, Are Pop Songs Getting Dumber? That's at wordofmouthradio.org.